I have one request.
What?
That is, if you will continue to encourage us to desire to become Radhadasi. I know it is far away, and we have no greed, but you have made us want it. Now I have to ask you to continue to encourage us.
Have you read Venu Geet, Gopi Geet?
Yes, 10th canto.
And Jhamar Geet, Jugal Geet. And the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Yudhishthira.
I don't have some full explanations by them. I have some. But I read those Geets again and again.
It will add your...
Huh.
It will help, very helpful. And then, first is Madhurya Kadambi. And we'll discuss about it. Parag Bhatma Chandrika. Usually in Mani Bhakti Samhita. The books of Rupa Goswami. It will help. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Sometimes you say the books alone will not help. But with your...
But we can discuss.
But
discuss some...
Read something and ask you something.
Then we can discuss all this. It will be very helpful. Then we can discuss about further how we can enter in this realm. This is called bhajan. Though samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasemanam patanam bandhanam dasakhyasmini vedanam. There are 9 kinds of bhakti. And they will be also very helpful in Raganuga. But subject is changed.
Yes.
Understand it?
Yes. Same process, but different.
Name system. Same.
Yeah. Shravanam.
Process same.
Yeah.
But subject will be
changed.
Yes. Yeah. Bhaji Bhakti Sraman will be changed into Raganuga. And every night. Now this would be very gradually this should be. Gradually. Automatic. Have you read Jayati Te Bhikam, this Gopi Geet?
Gopi Geet, yes.
With explanation?
In their explanation, yes.
Of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes, it's the disciples of our Prabhupada after his disappearance. They have taken some of the commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti and translated. Not all.
Not all.
No. Each, they make a purport and they have selected a little bit.
Sometimes you can bring with you.
Yes.
And we see.
Oh. Gopi Geet.
To say that anything.
Anything, yeah.
But especially these things.
I will bring.
We can start from Venu Geet.
Yes.
What Vishwanath Chakravarti has told and what is there.
Right.
Then then gradually we can go. All are very helpful for Raghavan Babu. What were the views of Gopi? That view should be taken for Raghavan Babu. what they used to think about Krishna when he used to go to cowherd. How they served Krishna. How they felt separation. Everything is
there. We can appreciate it, even though we cannot fully realize. But always appreciate their point of view, not another point of view in another rasa.
That gradually we can take by sadatma, you know?
Sadatma.
Sadatma. Sadatma means like a
likeness.
Like fire in iron. Man mana bhava mat bhaktu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the bhava of Radhika and became tadatma with Radhika. So a follower of Raganuga becomes tadatma with Sarup Shakti.
When I was with you in New Delhi, I asked you some questions about Srimati Radharani. I asked, does she show her compassion to the conditioned soul, fallen jivas? You said, no, Srimati Radharani is completely fixed on Krishna and the Sakis. So then I read this statement. I was reading Radha Rasa Siddhaniti with the commentary by Ananta Pandit. And he said something that sounded very nice. He said that in the Brajalila, the Radha's mercy is hidden and closed, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood and complexion of Sri Radha, he manifests Radha's compassion to the world. So that compassion of Lord Chaitanya, Namo Maha Badanaya Krishna Prema Padayati, is that coming from Radha? Is that her mercy?
He fixed the Radha Bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But even he preached to the fallen soul. He said, chant Hare Krishna, no matter whether they were of any Sudra or woman or caste, gave everyone the holy name. No one ever gave so much mercy.
Great
distribution of Harinam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. That mercy, is that Srimati Radharani?
Okay, Krishna is so much dear to Radhika. And without name, bhajan will not be. Any Dimukhi ji cannot come in this way.
Yes.
So, name is sadhan and sadhyabho. For Raganuga's devotees, at last, this name is Sadhya, and that name comes with that frame in Sadhyavastha. Name, Krishna name becomes Nayaka in Siddha Bhumi, Kishore Krishna, and in ordinary, for ordinary person, name is sadhan. So for ordinary person, sadhan name is essential. In this name, in someone will have to search any good Vaishnava to hear something. Any other person is required in anything. in any of nine bhaktis. But name help by help also, by yourself or whatever the condition will be, name is always helpful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave first name, then he gave name with prem. Naam prem mala gathi parailo sabare. Do you remember this?
No.
Name with thread.
Oh.
Name is
yeah.
Flower.
Like a garland.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu garlanded in prem. Your prem is thread. And name is flower. And get it to all jivas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this thing with prem name. Here is the speciality. But other in other Kali Yugas, this speciality is not there. Name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna name, Hare Radhike, Krishna with conjugal love.
Ujjvala.
So, name is Sadhya and Sadhana, both.
And we can say that that is Radha's mercy coming from Lord Chaitanya?
You can say. Krishna mercy, you can say. Radha mercy, we can say. Radha's mercy is more superior. If prem, unnat ujjal prem, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested and given it to other jivas, he tested Radha prem. Mahabhav, Rood, Adhirood, Madan, Modan, Prem Vaishitya. You heard this?
Yes. Yes.
Prem Vaishitya. Then in Bhramar Gita, and Prem Vaishitya becomes only in direct meeting, not in separation, same by this. And in Bhramar Gita, this is the separation bhav. Here, chitta, what word I am?
Jalpa.
Chitra jalpa. Chitra jalpa. And become mad.
Dibyon mad.
Dibyon mad.
Yeah.
That word I Dibyon mad. In separation. And then Mohan bhav comes. Only in separation. Madan comes in only meeting Prem Vaishitya. In Prem Vaishitya, separation plus meeting both are there. And in Prema Vaichitta Devyanumad, first separation, and in separation meeting is there. And in Prema Vaichitta, very good thing. Iski tabiyat kharab ho rahi.
I know Gita, and if I had any question on it, one verse. So
have you understand? How many sloks you have read?
I've read about eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Beginning.
Any questions?
Yes.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, this is the translation. Sanskrit.
I've heard you say that this verse is the most beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam for description of Krishna. Varaharabhitam,
Natabharabhitam.
Yeah. So, it is...
What is written there?
The translation. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue kanikar flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaidyayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glory.
Anything more?
That's the translation.
Any explanation?
Very small explanation. It just says, this is not our Srila Prabhupada, but his followers. The gopis remembered all the transcendental qualities of Krishna mentioned in this verse. Krishna's artful way of dressing and the beautiful blue flowers placed over his ears excited the gopis' romantic desires, and as he poured the nectar of his lips into his flute, they simply lost themselves in ecstatic love for him. I wanted to know how a devotee on our level can use a verse like this in Radhanuga sadhana, Radhanuga sadhana bhakti. Do we
remember this sloka in Radhanuga? Try to remember like this.
This is a morning pastime. Can we remember it at different times of the day?
This is morning, when he is going, entering in Vrindavan. Your gopis are seeing only by heart. They are feeling like this. Krishna has done. You gopis are gathering in the youth
group.
That is called youth. There are so many kinds of gathering. Youth, Gaun, Samuha, so many. The youth is divided into thousands and thousands of Gauna. Lalita Gauna, Visakhar Gauna, Chitra Gauna. And in one Gauna, there are so many Samuh. So many. And in their group, in Samuh, there are so many backs. So many. So, Srimati Radhika is Yudhishthira, Chandravali is Yudhishthira. Also sometimes Lalita, Visakha, Chitra becomes Yudhishthira. Shyama Yudhishthira. Shyama. Bhadra as Yudhishthira. So all in their own youth, they are sitting and telling all these things. And they become sadhaka, that leela, pastime.
Became one, close with it.
They are not remembering their homes, their physical body, or any material. Only they are seeing and their pastime. Sitting in their homes, Krishna is in cowherding in forest. At first, in two slopes. Kusumita Vanaraj is Kusumita Vanaraj and first
shlok. First shlok is Itam Sharat Patyajalam.
Itam Sharat Patyajalam Padmakar Sugandhina Nivasat Vagna Bhatam Kago Gopa Yes, for the first the time is very good time, nearer to Basanta Ritu, nearer, after this Basanta Ritu, Saratkar.
Yes, Sarat.
No summer, no winter. All flowers are blooming. And by the heart of all fragrance. Bhar means?
No. It's the bar.
What is called? If we take something here, burden.
The burden. Yeah.
Burden means? But
weight.
Weight.
Yeah.
The weight of fragrance. Met air. So heavy that it cannot move so
freely, cannot blow.
It cannot blow. So by the weight of fragrance and denseness and full length, it becomes so smooth and sometimes like this, sometimes like this. As you say, heavy weight is on the head. Anyone cannot run, cannot go hard. See, hollow.
It says, Vayuna Vatam. Because the breeze was
time
so heavy.
So that if anyone gets up from sleeping and he tries to walk, he walks like this. Very small. Eyes shut up. So the wind is broken, the air is very present, and it is, it has some very fragrant, so cool, and it is going on very slowly, very slowly. Dheera samire, Yamuna tire, vasat bane bane. And beautiful poem of Jayadeva. Dheera samire, Yamuna tire. This is also Yamuna tire. On the bank of Dheera. So beautiful. They are seeing by their, in their heart. What is going on there, and they are seeing, and they are describing. They become so sadatma.
One with Krishna?
Not one with Krishna.
No.
But they get their whole attention and heart to Krishna. And become restless. And astasastic bhav. Came to all this. Na sakam.
Advantam.
What is?
Na sakam. Smaravegena.
The chitta manaso only.
Yes.
Na? The chitta.
They were incapable.
The chitta manaso only. They were describing this scenery. How Krishna is beautiful, and what part of Krishna is beautiful. this happened. Krishna is going on.
So beautiful.
With thousands and lakhs of cows. Cows are so beautiful. Sara sa go go palako atyuta.
Sa go go palako atyuta.
Atyuta. Krishna is atyuta. Atyuta means?
Infallible.
Eh?
Infallible.
Infallible.
Yeah.
Krishna does not fall.
Yeah.
Beautifulness. This very this.
Eyebrows.
The size very restless. See, this makes all gopis so restless and takes their heart, steals their heart and goes away to Krishna. So this is the manaso nipa. The fifth means Krishna took away by snatching their heart in his heart. So they become vikshipta. Their mind was, their heart was not in their body. So they became like senseless. How they became? Again come. This.
By seeing this.
Kusamita Banaraji. Susmi Bhringa. Susmi Bhringa.
Susmi Bhringa. Dvijakura Ghusta.
Dvijakura Ghusta. Dvijakura Ghusta Sarah Mahidham.
Madhupati.
Madhupati Avagati Acharyanaga. Sago Gopalaku. By the fragrance of Kamal, lotus and belly chameli jui, by testing madha means madhu means
nectar, honey.
Honey. They became mad. Sushmatasi ringa. Ring means
bring
many bees.
Bees, yeah.
They are
the bees and birds.
Krishna and they are of same color and same jati. Jati. Same nature, same caste, everything. Their mentality.
Yeah.
Everything so are of one kind. So Krishna is some bigger bee and these are very little Krishna. They are of same nature and everything like Krishna. Here remember, you have to sing these dhammas. He thinks that Susmita Bhringa, Kusamita Banaraji, Susmita Bhringa. Susmita?
Not Bhringa. The lakes, rivers, and hills.
No. What is this? Susmita Bhringa.
Susmita Bhringa.
Susmita means?
Madden.
Why? And what they are doing? They have no, words. Sushmit means mad, but how mad? That anyone attracts it with the things are so beautiful. So beautiful, in every way, full of honey, full of fragrance. new, brand new.
Fresh new.
But these Brahmas, these, are so mad that they have no knowledge or no thinking power that any flower, seed is bad, seed is ugly, yet they sit on that.
No discrimination.
At first they sat on very good flower, kamal, daily, chameli, juhi. After they became blind, why they took more madhu of this flower and became blind. Then they had no distinction whether this is ugly or no fragrance or any. Like gopis are telling, the Krishna sat on us, and then he sat on Kubja also. So Krishna is mad also. Krishna is blind.
Intoxicated.
At that time when a man sat over brain, then he has no sense. So these Krishna's brain, they have no sense at all at that.
They become mad in, by hearing Krishna's flute too, or just by the madhu?
At first by these. By fragrance and madhu. Then they go to other here and there. And sometimes they become so they have no knowledge, thinking power, that they sit on lotus, which is blossom, but
fully blossom.
And if evening is coming, you don't care, and by this
lotus closes.
And they can cut wood, very hard wood. But here they cannot do anything because they have, there is no use of sitting.
He goes there.
Yet he goes there and he forgets all gopis, which are so beautiful. So Gunavati, Rupavati, Madhuryavati, understand something?
They have all these good qualities, attractive qualities.
But
he does not go to them. Goes anywhere.
So like these Krishnas. Susmita Bhinga, after that,
Vijakula Ghushta.
This is called Yugustha Mahidra. Seeing this equality, Krishna and bees are so good, weather, flowers are so blooming, saint is going here and there. At that time, Bijakula.
Bird.
What bird? Began to cry. Kuhu. Kuhu means Krishna.
How does that mean Krishna? Kuhu.
Kuhu means call.
Ka. As Krishna. Ka.
In one letter, it denotes. Kuhu. Kuhu. When she calls Krishna, restless, without seeing Krishna, they cannot live. So, but it has so vast meaning.
Yes, I did not know so much meaning. The bees, mad and bees, so many things.
In words, we can explain it in one day, for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 hours on one word, just as what he has in a bottle.
Condensed, put in so much.
Put some. He has put whole world, dishes and madhur in a bottle. So that's very big and very good meaning. Bijakul, like these kakus, if they sing, if there are nayak and nayika, understand
yes.
Nayika?
Lover and beloved.
Then it becomes so uddipak. Uddipak.
Like?
Uddipak means to make if a son has died and if we see his claws,
yes.
Mother becomes weeping.
Yes.
What is that called?
I don't know what one word for it.
In Sanskrit, it is uddipana.
Yeah. Huh? We
Krishna flows.
Yeah.
Peacock feather reminds Krishna all past time.
Yeah. Stimulus.
Huh?
It is
stimulus.
Stimulus to one.
Stimulate.
Yeah. Stimulate.
So here. Mayur, peacock, they began to cry. Ke ka. So here Uddipana is to know some terms.
Uddipan.
Uddipan.
Yes.
So you should know some terms.
Right.
Uddipan, Vibhav,
yes.
Sati,
yes.
Yadichari. Then you can pick
well,
up some terms.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we cannot remember all these. So, peacock, male and female. Then, Keka. What is the meaning of this word? Keka. Keka. Ke male. Ka feminine. Here, peacocks who are male are telling Ke. Mane who? Radha has very great man, so much man, and she feels shy to meet Krishna because so many persons are of Virudha bhav, opposite bhav.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mother-in-law, husband. Husband, sister, and all other persons, they criticize. So she feels shy to meet Krishna. And dharya.
Dharya
means tolerance.
Yes.
Tolerance. So great of Srimati Radhika. But Krishna loves, Krishna this thing.
Glance.
And float
overcome
next to Srimati Radhika. He lifts all these things. And she is bound to meet Krishna. So who does it? Krishna. beautiful, beautifulness and Krishna flow and everything next to Srimati Radhika excites. So that she overcomes all this. And Kamana female. Who means here, meaning that Krishna is mad elephant. No? Mad elephant. Who is this?
He is caught by the rod that controls the elephant.
Control. Who can control, control this mad elephant? Only Radhika. Only that ka can control. None.
That is the meaning of Kika.
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 These are also making
increasing your run.
Krishna to remember Radhika. And Radhika of the Hindu. Then Mahidram. Sarit. Sarit means
Sarit.
River. Overflowing with joy by seeing Krishna and by the sound of Bansi. Sixth sound of Bansi. Jamna is overflowing. Madhupati overguide the Acharya. Madhupati here, Krishna. Madhupati. He is the master of all Madhu. All kinds of. He has love.
That's why he is called in this verse Madhupati.
Madhupati. And keeping similarity with Vringa. Vringa means bee. He is also, he drinks Madhu, Krishna is also. Both are Madhupati. But Krishna is bigger and in little. All cows are controlled by Krishna. All cows. By the sweet voice of Bansi. And by the sweet
nectar
from Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, come, cows. If Krishna calls, they come, all come running. So at that time, Krishna stroked his Bansi on his lips and he began to play on this Bansi. Everyone became mad. Prakriti also became mad. Prakriti means?
The matter.
Nature also became mad. Every flowers and trees and everything. Also gopi, everything became mad. So, Sat Braja Istriya Asukta Venu Gitam Smarodayam. They are not hearing, but they are in mind and by heart they are hearing the song and speak voice of Bansi. So, Smara Udayam.
Remembering.
What? Smara means?
Remember. No, Cupid. Kamadev.
Kam, at once, went on his upper stage. Kam means Prem. But not ordinary prem. What kind of prem? Kam. To meet gopis. Here, to meet Krishna. To taste Krishna in every way. So they become mad in a smara. काश्चित परोक्षम कृष्णस्तस्य प्रत्यात् बिगन टू व्हेन ए पॉट इज फुलफिल्ड देन इट गोज आउट वाटर अंडरस्टैंड इफ देयर इज अ बट द पॉट इट इज फुलफिल्ड एंड येट वाटर इज
ओवरफ्लो
देन इट ओवरफ्लो सो बिगन टू tell all these things to other gopis. But the Smarudaya was so much in high degree that they could not speak in order. Sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes. No krama.
No sequence.
Order. If a madman walks, he has no that he will go on a same path, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here. So began to talk here and there Krishna passed and no krama. I cannot, I have no such words in English. So it is very difficult to me.
You gave many words that we are done.